This is Israel 18 News, with your hourly update for Tuesday, 1st September 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather remains clear and warm. Jerusalem enjoys a sunny afternoon, while Tel Aviv experiences a pleasant breeze. In Haifa, the skies are bright, inviting many to enjoy the outdoor scenery. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu has announced the capture of a senior Hamas security official. The Shin Bet and IDF conducted the operation in Gaza just 45 minutes ago. Also, from Walla, anti-tank missiles and RPG rockets have been found and destroyed. The IDF continues operations in southern Lebanon as of a minute ago. Also, this hour, Times of Israel notes that Brussels Airlines faces a strike after workers were forced to fly to Israel. This comes from concerns over safety and ethical impact. Separately, i24 News reveals that Putin has admitted Russia supplies Iran with necessary equipment for its war against the US. This report came in 2 hours ago. And finally, Australian Jewish News highlights Shaar HaNegev Mayor Ori Epstein's visit to Bondi. He offers trauma support to the community, reported earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Gideon Sa'ar, Israel's foreign minister, posted earlier today about expelling Dutch representatives from the International Support Center for Gaza. This follows Dutch legislation banning trade in goods from certain Israeli areas. Belaz News confirms the expulsion of Dutch diplomats from Israel, emphasizing the new Dutch law set to take effect later this month. From X, Hen Mazig reports that Hakeem Jeffries, a high-ranking U.S. Democrat, has condemned anti-Semitic remarks by Hassan Piker. This was highlighted on CNN. Here's more context on those stories, starting with Ynet's report. Muin al-Arabid, a key Hamas figure, was captured during a targeted IDF operation in Gaza. He was brought to Israel while wounded. This capture is seen as a significant blow to Hamas's internal operations and intelligence. Turning to the developments in southern Lebanon, Walla highlights the IDF's ongoing mission to secure the area. Brigades and combat teams are actively removing threats like missiles and RPGs. These actions aim to stabilize the border region and prevent further incursions. Meanwhile, Times of Israel reports on the Brussels Airlines strike. Workers opposed mandatory flights to Tel Aviv, citing safety concerns. The conflict may affect flight schedules and airline operations in the region. In a related development, i24 News discusses Russia's military support to Iran. President Putin's admission could escalate tensions between Russia and the US. The supply of equipment to Iran may alter regional power dynamics. And finally, the Australian Jewish News covers Ori Epstein's visit to Bondi. He offers support following a local tragedy, emphasizing international solidarity and community resilience. On the economic front, first, Walla Business discusses the reasons behind the Bank of Israel's recent interest rate cut. Governor Amir Yaron provided insights into the central bank's strategies. Separately, CTEC reports that ARA Security has raised $50 million. The Israeli startup aims to enhance AI defenses against untrusted sources. And finally, from Globes, Israeli HR platform HiBob has secured $166 million in funding. Salesforce leads the investment, working to adapt the platform for AI integration. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.